is the second season of No More Silence, a podcast dedicated to bringing an end to youth violence in Toledo. This is a youth-led podcast bringing high school and university students together with community leaders and experts to learn about the complex causes of youth violence. Experts will discuss initiatives in the city, trauma-informed communities, opportunity networks, the courage required of nonviolence, and much more. The podcast will bring to light youth experiences that stay hidden to the general community. Adults and youth will also share poetry created as a part of Fearless Writers, celebrating the 10th year of youth-led activism and knowledge creation.
My name is Erin Cook, and I am an English teacher for Rogers High School. Welcome to Episode 8, Finding Resources and Supports in Uncertain Times. We will be listening to the experiences of Bonnie Lynch from the University of Toledo Admissions Office and current students at Rogers High School. Fearless Writers students were asked what topics they would like to learn more about based on the first season of No More Silence. A ballot was created from this brainstorming list, and the students voted for their favorite topic, which was what to do in uncertain times. The following prompts were generated from the adults and youth who are a part of the Monday Morning Fearless Writers group who had been featured throughout season 2. The first set of writing was inspired by the Mary Oliver poem, The Summer Day, with the famous quote, "Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life?"
My name is Kyla Walton. I'm a sophomore at Rogers High School. What I received from the poem is to take time to find your meaning in life and also be blessed for the opportunity to experience life even during the little times. The poem also helped me realize that it's important to take time to figure out what your purpose is because time is limited and it's best to take the blessing of time in life seriously before it's over.
My name is Joseph Allison, and I am a sophomore at Rogers High School. The poem's main idea of taking time to focus on the little things got me thinking. When was the last time I took things slow? To take the time to appreciate what I have so far, from the big things like being in AP class, even the small things like talking to a friend. The growth I've had and the improvements and the challenges I've overcome should be appreciated.
I'm Adrian Douglas. I'm a sophomore at Rogers High School. Who created the earth? Who gives you the ability to walk and talk among your peers? What is the main purpose of life? What is about the good and bad at times? What makes people keep pushing every day? What's the reason for everything you know? Everything you've seen? Is it real? Is it not made up? Is it not a lie? That you created for yourself, and now by meeting people and mistakes along your life, what makes you the person today? What makes you better than you was 6 years ago? What's the obvious answer? What would be the height, the age, the mistakes, the decisions, and the problems? What really makes you?
My name is Erin Cook, and I'm a teacher at Rogers High School. The dynamic nature of the world around me draws me in, ever-changing, ever-evolving. The path of the determined squirrel, weathered by countless foraging footsteps, the bend of the river, carving new slopes into the landscape. There is evidence of life all around us, and when we spiral into clouds of doubt, the ground awaits us graciously below.
My name is Adon Reed. I attend Rogers High School, and this is a piece called Summer Day. I plan to proceed with my wild and precious life. It's wild because of the fact that I have my ups, downs, I have my back and forth, and sometimes with people I know we may not cross before, but that's okay.
Life is precious and also happy
because we strive to be better, and in most cases we strive for good. We never stop what we do for nobody. We only plan to live our summer days striving in our wild and precious life.
Hello, Bonnie. Please introduce yourself to the listeners. What is your experience working with students facing the uncertainty of college while finishing high school?
Thank you so much for having me. I am the Associate Director of Undergraduate Admissions at the University of Toledo. I've been working in undergraduate admissions directly with high schoolers for over a decade now. Really found that my passion was helping connect with students, figuring out what they want to do with the rest of their life, and helping try and navigate through that uncertainty they have. And I'm excited to be here today.
Identify a time when you were uncertain, and how did you get through it?
That's a great question. I think everyone feels uncertain sometimes or all the time. But specifically, a really key moment of my life that I can identify where I was so uncertain was in my college experience. I started college as a business major. When I was in high school, a lot of the guidance that was shared towards me was to go into something that guaranteed a job with a really great paycheck. So that was what guided my major choice. And I was not loving anything I was in. I wasn't loving my classes, just wasn't thriving. I wasn't the same student I was in high school. And it actually took one of my professors and an advisor who said, hey, you're not performing. We're not living up to what we can be. How do we redirect this? It was the first time someone had ever suggested that maybe I'd chosen the wrong major. Admittedly, I was a bit of a stubborn high schooler, probably still a bit stubborn now. Didn't want to admit I had chosen the wrong thing. And I think, too, feeling like, oh, man, I chose college. I chose this for X, Y, Z goal. And then feeling like you need to change that was really hard. But one of the best things you can do is ask for help and ask for advice. So I was so glad that that advisor had brought that to my attention. At that time, it was a lot of, you know, maybe tears. but figuring out, okay, where do we go from here? What do I really like? What do I want to do? And that advice can come from, you know, if you have supporters, if you have parents, but in this land of college, if it's advisors, if it's community, if it's groups, if it's organizations, involvement, coaches, faculty, teachers, or even your high school counselors, if you really connected with them, a really great way to help navigate what it is that you want to do, what lights your fire every day.
What have you been afraid to achieve, and what has held you back or pushed you forward to achieve?
Absolutely. So I think similar to being uncertain, almost everyone's been afraid to achieve or go after a goal. Specifically for me, that was always the fear of rejection or fear of failure, or honestly the comfort of doing what I already feel comfortable and normal in. And I think it's totally normal to be afraid of things. I think it's good we're afraid of some things, right? But learning to overcome and push yourself outside that comfort zone can be challenging for good or bad reasons. Figuring out what motivates you is really, really great. So leaning into, again, if it's what's driving you in college or in whatever path you have after high school, what is your motivation? Is it to make an impact in your community? Is it to have influence? Is it to have money? Is it to have security? Is it to create community or advocate for something you're passionate about? And really leaning into that in the best possible way is really one of the best ways to overcome, for me, fear of failure or fear of rejection. Lighting your fire to have the same kind of excitement we all had when we were 5 years old and asked what we wanted to do and what we wanted to be when we grow up.
The second set of writing was inspired by the famous pop song, We Are the World.
I'm Adrian Douglas, I'm a sophomore. I go to Rogers High School. It reminds me that even if I was not the first choice, I would still have a chance to be able to be on the court and show that I have a big impact, not as a star player, but as a role player. I may not be the fastest nor the tallest guy, but I'll still be able to be an impact or important on the floor.
It's Skylar again. I felt that the song gives a meaningful message to not only the youth, but everyone. The lines from the start of the song to We Are the World gives a message about how everyone has their moments where they just need someone. But people just can't go on in life thinking that they don't need anyone in order for change to happen without trying to make a difference or having hopes that the next person will. Everyone has to come together. The song also helps emphasize that people are more powerful than they think. Therefore, showing you care by giving can help them feel that their life will become more stronger and free. I feel like this is important when it comes to the real world, because sometimes a little act of kindness can create a cycle which can lead to a change people were yearning for.
Hi, I'm Miley, and I'm a freshman. When you really think about it, everyone makes choices in this world, no matter where they are or where they come from. And I feel like the prompt is saying that life is the greatest gift of all, and how we can't pretend that, because if other people don't make changes in the world, it doesn't mean that we don't have to. And the prompt is saying that if somebody also makes changes in this world, you can show that you care just by helping.
This is Joseph Allison, and the song has many repetitions of "we are the world" and "we are the ones to make a brighter day." And through those repetitions, it is shown that if enough people fight for a cause, we could change something, even change something unjust. We could even change the world if enough people come together.
What is your favorite memory from high school?
Yeah, so in high school, I probably would be shocked I'd be on a podcast right now, if I'm being honest. I was a very shy student. I think that's how most of my teachers would have described me. Attentive, but shy. I was pretty reserved, and I wasn't super involved in high school. I was involved in a lot of things outside of school. I had a couple of friends who did those things outside of school. But one year, sophomore year of high school, I really put myself out there. I joined a sports team at my high school. I'm from New England originally, and they play field hockey out there. I've never played field hockey before in my life. So I wasn't exactly the most helpful or most contributive member of the junior varsity field hockey team in my high school. But it was the first time I really felt like I had a sense of community in my high school. I loved spirit days. I love a reason to dress up. I love a theme. And finding a way to meet people I would have otherwise had no connection to, besides being in class with, was a really cool opportunity. And it led to me wanting to be more involved. I went to so many more games. I didn't make it on the team after that year. But really going out and supporting my high school friends and the people I became friends with because of that one year on that team.
The third set of writing pieces were inspired by senior advice from Rogers Najee Stone. Treat your freshman year like your senior year. Your freshman year sets you up for success, and it is easy to fall behind.
My name is Joseph Allison. If I had to give advice to freshman students, it would be to take every class seriously. You would never know if that knowledge may help you later on, as it may be needed for a future class or even a future job. And yes, this may sound like common knowledge and is taught all over the place. It is very important. It is very common to get into a class you deem easy, get cocky, and start failing, even just not do your work in the class at all. It has happened to me plenty of times that I have failed classes because of it. Please just take classes seriously.
Is Skylar then? I feel like her advice was spot on, because during my freshman year, though I still maintained a high GPA, I never got to reach my full potential because I was too scared at what the outcome of me stepping out of my comfort zone will result to, instead of me just trying, then realizing that something may or may not be for me. Your freshman year does pave the way of what the rest of your high school years will look like. And so it's best that you take it as serious as you would senior year, because you'll sooner or later start to notice that the amount of time you have left, and if you don't start doing what you need to do before you come to terms with yourself that you've been slacking, you may have missed out on so many opportunities, but it's never too late to keep trying.
It's Miley again, and since I'm still a freshman, I'm always trying hard in classes because it's easy to fall behind, even if you think you're on track. And I always try to be here if school's in, since there's so many classes you would have to get caught up on. And if you're not cautious, it's easy to make your grades go down.
My name is Adrian Douglas. I'm a sophomore. I go to Rogers High School. Take classes that you can take advantage of. Take advantage of any opportunities to advance further in your sport or school, and use your spare time wisely.
Hi, I'm Adon Reed. My senior note is to do better and hope to goodness you don't fail, because if you do, well, it's not going to look good. But do good as you did for those past couple of years, so you can like follow up to what you want to do. If not, then you will not succeed in a good way. You know, success. You want success. You want graduation. You want a very good reputation. No matter what, you need to pass. No ifs, ands, or buts, you need to pass.
It's mixed, Cook. Freshman year was the first year away from the small group of peers I studied alongside from K through 8. It was a time of reinvention, discovery, and charting my own path. I was nervous, but sure that I was at the helm. My advice is to bring that sense of openness into each year of high school. Each day is a new opportunity to embark upon. Explore and get to know who you are.
My name is Nina Adams. I'm a sophomore at Rogers High School. And for my freshman year, when I felt uncertain, I think what you should do is not be scared to ask your counselor for help. When I feel uncertain about something such as college graduation or moving out, what I personally do is look for reassurance, such as ask my dad if he'll let me stay as long as I need to, or even my granny, or go into my counselor asking about credits. I would say don't be too worried about getting a job, especially if you do sports.
If you had an opportunity to relive high school, what would you do and why?
Yeah, I think honestly, kind of bouncing off of that, I would have really pushed myself to try to get involved. You know, I think if 33-year-old me could talk to 15-year-old me, I would say, go join a club, go put yourself out there. Why not try something? And I think when I was in high school, I was really afraid of being deemed weird or different and not fitting in, which so many people feel in high school. And it's a lot of fear when you go and look at college, too. I have my group of people here. Why do I need to go find a new group of people somewhere else? So I would have encouraged high school me to have put myself out there. But I think that advice is really great as someone who might be looking at college, knowing you may go to college or university with similar people from high school, but you don't have to be the same person you were in high school. Because I was not involved doesn't mean I don't have to be involved in college. It's actually a really great reset opportunity to go out, do something, and as long as you're showing up authentically, you're going to find the community and people that you're looking for.
We would like to thank WGTE and the producer of Voices Around Us, Chris Pfeiffer, for the opportunity to share our stories. Thank you to the Rogers High School students and faculty, and Dr. Heather Cleary from the University of Toledo Social Work Program. In Episode 9, students from the University of Toledo Social Work Program will consider what it means to be a trauma-informed community.
WGTE. Voices Around Us.